Madison's city attorney and police chief have decided they will no longer enforce an ordinance that prohibits abortion protesters from coming any closer than 8 feet to patients entering any health care clinic in the city. In a memo announcing the decision, the city attorney said last week's ruling raises concerns about the constitutionality of such a restriction on the free speech rights of protesters. City Council member Lisa Subek wrote the ordinance. She says she understands the legal concerns, but she's worried about increased harassment of women seeking abortions.
It does put in jeopardy women who are seeking health care because they are now again at risk of harassment, intimidation, and having their privacy rights violated.
Subek hopes the ordinance can be amended to comply with the Supreme Court ruling, but Matt Sandy of Pro-Life Wisconsin says it's time to repeal it. What Subek calls harassment, Sandy calls sidewalk counseling, something he says is meant to offer women options other than abortion.
They don't harass, they don't intimidate, they don't obstruct. That defeats the purpose. And what is our purpose? Our purpose is to give women an alternative, a life-saving alternative for them and their child.
A challenge brought by two local anti-abortion groups to the Madison buffer zone is pending in federal court now. Sandy says the city can save money on legal fees if it simply stops defending it and repeals it. He says if the federal judge in Madison upholds the ordinance in its present form, those groups will appeal it to the Seventh Circuit Court in Chicago. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.